This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Thousands of Chinese troops are gathered in Tibetan areas of western China today as the crackdown continues on anti-government riots spilling out from the Tibetan capital. Meanwhile, the State Department issued a warning Thursday for Americans attending this summer's Olympic Games in Beijing. The advisory says visitors should assume they're being watched by Chinese authorities, even in their hotel rooms. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The State Department's special fact sheet for Olympic visitors comes as China tries to suppress demonstrations by Tibetans seeking independence. The fact sheet says the threat for political violence during the Games is low, but warns that recent violence in Tibet indicates that potentially dangerous events can still occur. The agency also notes that large-scale international gatherings like the Olympics can become targets of terrorists. The warning does not mince words about privacy. Don't expect any, it says, in public or even private places, including hotel rooms, homes, and offices. The State Department says they are all subject to on-site and remote surveillance and may be accessed at any time by Chinese authorities without an Olympic visitor's consent or knowledge.
That was NPR's Howard Berkus. Flooding that drenched the Midwest this week is now blamed for at least 16 deaths, and at least two people are still missing in Arkansas after their vehicle was swept away by rushing water. FEMA Administrator David Paulison says the agency's working on getting a full breakdown of the damage.
The next phase will be looking at the amount of damage and see whether we can give them individual assistance, which is up to $28,800 per household, or public assistance.
Parts of the central U.S. are preparing for another surge of water. Swelling rivers in Missouri and Arkansas are expected to crest over the weekend. Coming up in just a minute, we'll have a story about what happens when your boss is too nice. Some workers out west appear to have had the opposite problem. A Superior Court judge in San Diego has ordered Starbucks to pay its California baristas more than $100 million in back tips that had been funneled to shift supervisors. The coffee chain says it will vigorously appeal. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Bellamy Pelthrop has more.
The judge ruled that Starbucks should pay $87 million plus 7% interest to compensate the baristas. The injunction also prevents shift supervisors from sharing baristas' gratuities in the future. The judge says the practice violates a California state law. A Starbucks spokesperson called the ruling fundamentally unfair and beyond all common sense and reason. He says the case was filed by a single barista and that the interests of the shift supervisors were not represented in the case, despite Starbucks' requests. The news comes just a day after the company's annual meeting, in which returned chairman Howard Schultz told shareholders that high milk prices and the weak economy are hurting the chain. He promised Starbucks will fight to the death to keep a hold on the premium coffee market.
That was Bellamy Pelthrop from KPLU in Seattle. And this year's winner for best YouTube music video goes to Tay Zonde for Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
The 25-year-old Zonde tells the AP the YouTube Awards are the new Emmys, the new Oscars, the next People's Choice Awards. We'll post the Chocolate Rain video on our blog. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.